Hello and welcome to this edition of Business Spotlights. My name is Reza Kudus, my action coach, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Jyoti Roy from Green & Co. Welcome, Jyoti, to the program.
Thank you.
Great to meet you.
Glad to be here.
Good, good. So to kick things off, let's go straight into your, tell us a little bit about your background and where you started in your business journey, etc.
Background, I started into renewable or precisely solar some time ago, 2005. And when there was not much of commercial market was there. So I used to be in academia and then moved into more on the industrial side. So that was a quite interesting change, changing from academia to industry, mainly into development of solar projects, utility scale solar. That was the main activity was happening. I'm talking about back in 2010 when I moved from academia to industry and then building them. So development and EPC, engineering, procurement, construction of those projects. And Green & Co. I started about 5.5 years ago, precisely speaking towards the end of 2017. And the reason being really starting Green & Co. with some service verticals that we are planning in the beginning is to offer existing solar asset and how they can be optimized, because we are so busy building new capacities. And those projects, particularly in Europe, it was driven by some sort of financial mechanism, whether feed-in tariff or another mechanism was very active in the UK, was a renewable obligation certificate. And stakeholders was busy building those and realized at that point of time that when all those financial mechanism was coming to an end, how those existing assets can be further optimized. And when I was in academia, I developed some algorithm and thought of it could be interesting to turn into a more of a commercial proposition of it, and not just commercial proposition, the market need. That was the aspiration of starting Green & Co. So yes, it was mainly to do data analytical asset optimization exercises. That was the main objective for starting Green & Co. back then, 5.5 years ago.
Okay. Now, what is it specifically that you now do as a company?
There are multiple of different activity or different services that we do across the whole project lifecycle, from very early stage, even at a feasibility stage. If you're talking about ground-mounted solar system or commercial industrial solar battery system, then it starts with feasibility assessment, techno-commercial viability. So that we offer. And then if it is viable going forward into development phase, then there's a lot of design optimization exercises that we do. And then project, assuming it's got full planning permission and grid connection, so it's fully developed, or in another word called ready to be built, and then goes into project financing phase. And that's where our technical advisory or due diligence service comes into picture. And once project get built, then the asset optimization piece for operational solar asset I mentioned earlier comes into picture. So it's a full cycle exercise. And advantage, I believe, what we offer, because we worked over across the whole project life cycle, wherever we work, whether a small piece in between, whether design engineering or optimization or due diligence work, then we bring other value proposition from what would happen next or what might have happened in the past. So because of this full cycle exercise that we do, that gives that level of insight for the piece of work, that even a small piece of work that we offer to our partners.
Yeah, so that holistic knowledge that you have adds value for them, even if you're only working in this bit, but you know what's coming next and you know
That's
what's
right.
coming before. Yeah, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
I can see that. And so obviously you mentioned how you started this business. You saw a gap in the market, something that needed to be addressed. But on a personal level, what inspired you to start your own business?
So we were at that point of time, we were going through at a phase where all those financial mechanism was coming to an end for solar project in the UK market, or quite large proportion of it also covered that in Europe. And I was thinking that something new to do, rather than going in a very traditional way, because innovation is one of the things that always stays in my mind, perhaps being in academia in the past life, and contribution to what could be next and how that could be designed. So that's the aspiration was there back on my mind, leaving a healthy job behind and starting something new to not just to create that value for the wider market, meaning solar market in the wider perspective, but also obviously create that entrepreneurial mindset that perhaps was hidden somewhere in my mind, bringing that up into practice.
Sure. And we all know that it's not easy to start a new business. What challenges specifically did you face when you started yours?
Usual challenges in terms of team structuring, getting the segmentation ready. So it's more of the strategic piece, that what market, what service that we wanted to do, what resource that we need, and financial mechanism. Usual challenges was not very dissimilar what we have gone through. Or I have gone through. We are still self-funded, and that's how we really progressed from the beginning. And we are extremely thankful to all our partners that we work with. And by the way, we call them partner. We do not call them client or customer, because we believe is relationship management is absolutely essential in this dynamic marketplace. And particularly a solar market is probably even getting more dynamic than ever. So that is why this level of flexibility and working by knowing exactly what is needed for our partners, that is quite important. That's why we call them partners. So yes, we are still self-funded, and we are getting through more partners acquisition, et cetera, that is happening. But one challenge I would say, even that's not very, not a unique one, COVID, obviously, that hit 2020-21 that time, and we were no different. We were significantly hit. I mean, at that point of time, I was thinking, do I need to go back to job again, leaving behind this entrepreneurial journey that started? And then some restructuring within the services and market that we are operating. And before COVID, we were active not just in the UK market, but other European market, but also some other Asian market. And that has helped us in terms of diversifying into different areas. Some area might be more active than other areas, and reprioritizing different services. For example, I mentioned about this PV asset performance management, which is more of existing asset optimization piece. But at that point of time, it was relatively new in the market. So market readiness is absolutely essential for any new business to penetrate their service for success. And then we realized it was more of home working, desktop work. And what was happening is a development work for building or developing the solar and battery storage project. And we ramp up our design engineering optimization services at that point of time. And that has created this particular service vertical was actually created because of that crisis at that point of time. We saw that opportunity, and then we created that, and we innovated within that. And that is today one of the biggest revenue share vertical within our different service verticals.
Yeah, amazing. I hear so many stories of, you know, taking that scenario that, you know, that was quite tough on everyone, and you've turned it into a business or a revenue income generator service that is now staying with you, and is, as you said, the main source. That's great to hear. So would you say that was a turning point for you, or was there any other significant turning point in your business that you could think of?
That was the turning point, really. And we and little bit of time that was available, because it was more of business development activity was happening, less of operation, less of execution operation was happening. So that helped us really to rearrange how we are doing things, understand really the market perspective. We did few webinars, et cetera, during that point of time to collect data from market that what really our potential partners want, et cetera. And that helped us really to restructure. So that was the key turning point. And purely from number perspective, that year was the highest revenue generating year. Even almost half of the year was relatively less, close to zero, but that has resulted into high rise in revenue. And I guess team bonding was another important factor at that point of time. It allowed us to really understand the team strength internally. Quite a few team members, they said, we are sacrificing our salaries. And wow. And that's how we help us really get us going. And then we rewarded back when was benefited, wow. When company was growing.
So it sounds like you've got a really good team. And therefore, I want to ask you a question about your approach to hiring. And how do you make sure that you have that strong team? How do you build that strong team?
Yeah, I mean, the team that we have with over 50 years of cumulative operational excellence across the whole project lifecycle, whether from early stage development to operational stage. So two things, really. It's in terms of team building perspective, I see is twofold. One is hiring experienced people, but also mentor them. Mentoring not just experienced people, because they comes with experience to offer what best for us to do, rather than asking them telling them what to do. It's for them to tell me what to do. But yeah. Also when you recruit a fresher, how do we mentor them so that not just within the team, but to the industry, we create that competitive or a competent task force or workforce. Now, competent really comes in my mind, of course, with a few characters. Of course, education, skill, experience, but quite important attitude. That is beyond any of this. And that is why we are very process-driven from the very beginning rather than people-driven. So that there are multiple advantages with that we see. And there is no line management structure within our company. It's more of team management structure. So anyone can talk to with anyone. It's very lean structure that we work with. And I guess allowing that level of flexibility, that gives confidence and fearless work atmosphere. I think that is very important. Yeah. That if a junior member wants to say something, they have every freedom to say, to assess that whether that is right or wrong with the wider strategy or the business that we have. But freedom of voice is important, because that helps to get innovation from our staff members. That is very important.
Very good to hear. Yeah, absolutely. And I guess on a personal level, one of the things that we observe and I observe is that successful people have traits and habits that help them along the way. And, you know, I guess my question to you is, what are those habits and traits that you've identified in yourself and, you know, that have contributed to your growth and success that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, from habit point of view, probably I would repeat that is the culture within the business. Mm-hmm. Free, flexible, and freedom. Fearless atmosphere. I think that is very important. I mean, when we do our team meetings, it's everyone is equal in that platform. Or when you discuss with any challenges for any operational project that we are doing, or any a day-to-day activity that we are doing, someone might say, okay, how about if we do this way? And we all assess that together. That, yeah, that's a good idea. How that actually fit with the overall object. So it's more of free work space. That's the philosophy that we follow, and that is why our values really are taking ownership, and that gives actually a confidence for someone to take ownership, and they feel integrated within the team, and trust, quite important factor within our team. How do we trust? I mean, trust internally between us, and trust externally with our partners. And how do we integrate all together? And all of it really create a customer satisfaction ultimately. And customer could be internal customer between us or external, like partner satisfaction. And yeah, team growth, empathy. These are the key value proposition that we always believe within our team.
Sure. Just cultivating that culture and the team is something you work on, obviously work on a lot, because this, you know, seems to be an emerging theme out of the conversation we're having, which is fantastic to hear. So what are the plans for Green Enco and yourself in the next 3 to 5 years? What do you got planned?
So far in last 5.5 years, we have provided different services into different markets of over total 8 gigawatt of project of solar and battery storage. And we currently have services in about 15 countries. So going forward, our plan is we wanted to go organically. We are growing in terms of our headcount, in terms of our project volume or partners acquisition, et cetera, or revenue growth point of view. We wanted to grow organically. That's the plan. And we have few international expansion that is happening. And I'm very happy to share or announce that following a UK trade mission to one of the Southern Asian market, Vietnam, and we signed a partnership agreement just last week. And the objective for this partnership is to expand this asset optimization for operational asset into Vietnamese market with one of our partner companies. And this is quite interesting, because we see Southern Asian market is a growth market, particularly for renewable sector. And if we see different statistics or different forecasts from different market research companies, investment is actually flowing into those markets. So there are key markets that we are planning to expand. For example, Vietnam, I mentioned, Thailand, and we have another expansion plan in India. We are planning to formally open our office in India in few months' time. We do have a footprint, so our team is based in the UK and also in India, but we are formalizing that entity in India. So from a growth plan point of view, we wanted to grow organically as we are growing. That's the plan. And expansion into other international market, but not just, we can't be physically present in every single market. So that is why this partnership is quite essential for us. And that partnership are chosen very carefully.
Sure.
By forming more complementary skill set, bringing together to address any particular market segment.
Right. Yeah, sounds really good. It sounds like you got a clear plan for what you want to achieve. Is there anything else that you wish I'd asked, or anything that you'd like to announce? I mean, I know that you made some announcement about this partnership. Was there anything else that you wanted to?
There are. Few others in a pipeline at the moment. They are relatively premature. Perhaps that's probably will be coming out in next few weeks or months time. There are a few things going on in parallel, so I wanted to see them matured and then have the time to make it public.
Okay, no, absolutely, I understand. So yeah, I wish you all the best with those particular opportunities, and of course. Wanted to thank you for coming on to this program today and sharing your insights and your knowledge and your experiences with us. And there were some extremely valuable shares, I think, for everybody. As I mentioned, I wish you all the success in the next 3 to 5 years and beyond.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me and sharing our journey with you and with your wider audience. So thank you.
It's been great to meet you, Jyoti.